When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me? And what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Hey. Tim, Doug, Iggy, Plowsy, Action Jackson.
The Ryan Kelly Morning After, 105.7 HD2.
Bill's hole. Bill's hole.
Give me that daddy butter.
Bill's. Bill's.
Give me that daddy butter.
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 Bills.
Give me that daddy butter.
Oh,
give me that
bills.
Daddy butter.
Oh,
give me that daddy butter.
Oh,
give me that
bills.
Daddy butter.
Oh,
give me that daddy butter.
Oh,
give me that
bills.
Daddy butter.
Oh,
give me that 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 daddy butter.
Bill.
Oh,
Bill.
Just have to make you want to retire every time.
Give me that daddy butter.
Residuals.
I know
myself.
Give me that daddy butter.
Give me that. Is this the second cut? Because there's another one.
Yeah, this is a remix.
Yeah, there's one that's a little easier to dance to.
Give me that daddy butter.
I don't know what it's called on SoundCloud.
Give me that. Give me that. Give me that.
I don't think it's called daddy butter.
I think the other one's better than this one.
I think you're right.
Nice hole, Bill. Tunnels. Nice hole, Bill.
This one gets better late.
You'll be tunnels. Playing in the club extensively this weekend, I'm sure.
Tunnels. Nice hole, Bill. Tunnels. Nice hole, Bill.
It's tunnels. Better now.
That's really all it takes to make a song now, isn't it?
I'm a stepdad. I'm a slut.
You take some background music and just some...
Why is our audience so darn gay?
Oh, you could have like a whole.
I'm a stepdad. I'm a slut.
Why is our audience so darn gay?
I'm a stepdad. I'm a slut.
That's
female. Not the more popular one.
Now, who is the producer on this?
I'm a stepdad. I'm a slut.
Who is this peeving and why is he chirping?
Why is our audience so darn gay?
Who is this peeving and why is he chirping?
Why do our listeners want to have sex with us?
Who is this peeving and why is he chirping?
That'll do it. Back to you, Steve.
Why do our listeners want to have sex with
us? That'll do it. Back to you, Steve.
Who is this peeping and why is he chirping?
That'll do it. Back to you, Steve.
His name's Brain.
That'll do it. Back to you, Steve.
Who is this peeping and why is he chirping?
It's all right, Kelly. Morning After. Welcome in, friends. 9 o'clock hour. And we got the design, air, heating, and cooling email of the day coming up, and Joey Zanaboni will be with us at 9:20. Jackson, have you heard back from John Denton?
I have. He'll be with us at 10:15.
Wow! Oh, there it is on Balloon Party. And I guess you bring out the six-shooter for today, since we're off tomorrow.
Oh, I'll have to rebrand it. It was the Thursday throwdown, but you're right. Since we'll be off tomorrow, I'll rebrand.
Nice.
People a little banty about the Redbirds over there on that other show?
Let's see. They were coming off of a win yesterday, but I was off at the pre-K graduation. I would imagine they'll be banty. Probably Steven Matz.
They looked very good last night. Yeah.
Steven Matz, here is what he had to say on his frustration because, Doug, the Cardinals are 2-8 in his start so far this year.
Well,
it's difficult, especially you want to come here and help the team win, you know, especially a day like today where bullpen's really been working hard for us and want to go out there and put up quality innings. And so, yeah, it's difficult. It's frustrating. You want to contribute to this team, the organization and fans. And, you know, I haven't really been able to do that this year. So, yeah, I'm frustrated. It's disappointing, but, you know, I just got to put my best foot forward and just keep moving. And, you know, I felt like I was in a good spot coming tonight, and I got to try to build off those things and address the things that didn't go well tonight. So,
build off on what?
Well, he had one decent start.
He did. That was 3 weeks ago.
Build off of that and then...
Yeah. They should not be losing games to the Cincinnati team. If you look at the position players, there's not a player on the
Reds. Who are they, and why are they here?
Yeah, there's not one player that should that would play for the Cardinals, I don't think. Maybe Jonathan India. I don't know. Other than that, I don't think there's anybody that would make the Cardinals starting lineup.
Joey Votto retire?
He's always hurt.
No, he's still on the team?
I believe so. Yeah. They don't have anybody.
Well, Steven Matz's contract, I think we're getting to where this one might be the worst in the Mosellock era.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Cecil was really bad, too.
Mike Leake wasn't great.
Carpenter extension.
But you got Tyler O'Neill for Mike Leake, though, in the end. Wait, or did they get them for Marco?
Yeah, Marco
Gonzalez. Okay, never mind. My apologies.
Yeah,
the Mike Leake one, that's tough.
The Matt Carpenter extension was pretty bad. Dexter Fowler contract was pretty bad.
I think we named the five. Andrew Miller. Yeah.
But 2 years ago, when there were all kinds of pitchers available, they got Matz.
I think, wasn't there going to be a trade for Zach Wheeler? I forgot what they ended up settling on Matz, and Wheeler went to Philly. Didn't want to give up any prospects. I don't know if Wheeler's
I think
throwing any shot. Better.
Wasn't
but.
Scherzer out there, too? Didn't he sign with...
Yeah.
I think 2 years ago when Matz was available in free agency, I think Scherzer was there.
I don't believe Scherzer wants to pitch here.
Well, 7 years ago when basically Scherzer was calling the Cardinals begging to get on there. I know that's not how it happened, but pretty much it seems like that's how it happened, and you ignore that.
He enjoys shoving it up their ass every time he gets a chance to ever since then.
I saw a meme the other day where someone was comparing the stats of Soto with Gorman, and Gorman's had a far superior year to Soto. Saying this is another reason why they're gun-shy about trading prospects. Sometimes they just really have been really badly burned here in the last few years. And I think that's made them gun-shy. Obviously, that doesn't mean every trade's going to go that way, but I think clearly that's why they're reluctant to part with some of these guys.
Doug, Ty Wigington. That's from Dillian Harpoon.
Well, he was a bench player, though.
Dillian alone. She posted a picture last night. She looked pretty good. I think she's working out.
Dillian Harpoon. That wasn't kind. It was not kind.
That wasn't kind.
No.
And Ty Wigington took a shot, too.
Yeah. But again, he was just a bench guy. how bad can you blow it on taking a flyer on a bench guy?
He seemed like he wasn't interested in playing by the time he got here.
He wasn't interested in hitting, that's for sure. Who wants to run the bases?
What did he do in his tenure with the Cardinals? His last season was with the Cardinals. Boy, he got himself a pennant. He won the pennant the last time the Cardinals won the pennant. It was Ty Wigington.
Yeah. I remember when Chris Davis was with Baltimore hitting 40 home runs a year and was a free agent. I thought, and at the time they didn't have Goldschmidt, I thought, but that'd be a great guy for the Cardinals. And he hasn't done anything. He's been a disaster. No, it's so hard to tell.
He signed that contract, and I think he was 0-for-40 at one
Something
point.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, I think that one's the worst in Major League Baseball history. Hard to beat that one. Carl Crawford's up there. Well, Kobe Ellsbury is up there.
The Mets are still paying Bobby Bonilla. That's not a club-friendly contract.
That's a mistake on them after the fact, yeah. But I'm just talking about players at the time to sign.
Well, maybe they have some of these guys have my work ethic. Just, you know, getting on base is overrated. You got to get out there, you got to stand, and, you know, maybe three outs. You got to sit there and run and just strike out and get back to the dugout and sit. Relax, eat some sunflower seeds, and just sit on the bench.
Is that what you do as a player?
If I was a utility guy, I didn't get much playing time, I'd just strike out and get back to the bench.
Would you?
Done for the night.
Yeah.
Don't even need to take a shower.
Doug, here is your Cardinal lineup as they try to avoid losing 3 or 4 to the Reds in Cincinnati, expecting at least 2,500 people there today. Lars Nootbaar will lead off and play center. Nolan Gorman will be your designated hitter, batting second. Brendan Donovan will be playing third. So Arenado gets the day off. Who do you think sitting fourth?
Contreras?
Nope.
I think Contreras will sit today, too.
Edmund?
Nope.
Can I have initials, please?
P.D.
Paul Davis? They don't have anybody named Paul Davis.
Paul DeYoung.
Oh, okay. Paul DeYoung?
Yep. Yeah. He'll be protected by Alec Burleson.
How is that guy playing? I saw him yesterday. He looked awful.
Worst lineup they put on the field this year.
Juan Yepez will be batting sixth. Tommy Edman will be batting seventh. Andrew Kisner will be batting eighth. Oh, and Oscar Mercado is batting.
Yeah, this is the one you want to get a win to get away.
I think I'm actually looking.
Why did they get so many days off? They're getting $40 million a year, and you need a day off once a week.
Man, this Weaver character, Luke Weaver. Might be an option.
You've lost two. Want
to pick Luke Weaver up?
I already had him.
I'm close. No, I'm saying I'm close to picking him up. He has an 8.3 ERA, though.
Is that the same guy that used to pitch for the Cardinals?
Yeah. He did. I saw his major league debut. It was at Wrigley Field. Was that 2016?
I don't know the years.
Dude, that was his first year?
Slaughter.
If you've already lost two out of three to the Reds, wouldn't you put your best lineup out there
and say,
we're going to get a win?
Why do you say this isn't their best lineup?
Because it's probably the weakest lineup they put on the field in a couple of years.
Since little Elvis Jeffrey, Greg Jeffrey's sitting there.
And he was their star. He was the best player they had there for a year or two.
Joey Zanaboni joins us every Thursday here. Doug, we're talking doggies. Watch this. Defense, doggies, defense. Defense, doggies, defense. The defense was on display on Saturday against Sporting KC, and the offense was on the display. Ah, yes.
Offense.
Thank you. Good morning, Joey.
Hey, guys. We're back. Great to be with you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. What's the over-under on these games in soccer? Are they kind of like 2.5 like regular soccer?
How much do you bench press?
Your stats.
I was expecting it to be a little bit closer. I think the consensus up in the press box was like a 2-1 game. Talking, you know, people on the Kansas City side favoring them, people on the St. Louis side favoring us. But I think that this is what this team is capable of. I mean, get one early, a little confidence going. We saw kind of the booth as a goal scorer, Indy Vasilev, put a couple in the back of the net. He's been really key in some other ways, but getting going in the goal scoring column as well. So I think more of that to come.
Since they got off to that 5-0 start, there are 2 wins, a draw, and 4 losses. Is that the rest of the league starting to figure them out, or was that Kloss being hurt, or a combination of that, or what?
Well, I mean, you know, when you look at the losses, all those games were one-goal games with 20 minutes left in regulation, and all of them were tie games with 25 minutes left in regulation. So I think that kind of down the stretch of these games, they've been right in it. They've had chances. You know, you can't overlook Klaus going down April 22nd in Denver, quad injury that he's been dealing with, hasn't been active since. Rasmus Alm, key winger in the midfield, has been out as well, arguably the fastest guy on any field he steps onto. So, you know, battling through some challenges and battling through some adversity. But you go back to what Lute said at the start of the season, this is not about designated players, it's about a designated team. And the opportunity for some guys to step up, it's been there. And I think that they're starting to bloom a little bit, starting to germinate a little bit, given some chances. Some guys are really stepping up in the absence of Alm and of Klaus. And, I mean, it's pretty cool to see it because I think it's going to benefit this team down the stretch of the season. You know, I mean, start unbelievable, 5 wins in 5 games, unheard of in the history of the MLS for an expansion team, basically unheard of for any team. You knew that the market would correct a little bit, but where this team's going, I'm still really, really optimistic, and I think they're going to end up being stronger down the stretch. So, Vancouver and Houston, LA Galaxy all coming to town, St. Louis at City Park all the way through June 8th every single weekend. I mean, I think that this is going to be where we really see the strongest version of this team.
Yeah, a lot of home games, so that'll be fun. And it was Taylor Twellman's on with us on Tuesdays, and he said at this point, not just getting to the playoffs, but hosting a playoff game should be the goal for this team, and what an atmosphere that would be if that were to happen. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that as a realistic goal for this team, Joey?
More than realistic. I think if you look at the history of the MLS, there's very, very few teams that started 5-0-0 in the first five. 97% chance is what I saw just to make the playoffs based on that start, 5-0-0 to a 34-game regular season. So, yeah, I mean, it's an excellent shot. You can't take anything for granted, but where this team is at, by virtue of that incredible start, by virtue of picking up some results, you know, getting a draw in Denver against the Colorado Rapids, coming here and beating the brakes off of Sporting Kansas City 4-0. Yeah, I mean, I think the playoffs are looking great. And I think City Park would be, I mean, it's hard to even think that there could be another level that the fans could take it up to, because it's been a sellout every game. It's been everybody on their feet every single game, every single minute. But yeah, I think they would go absolutely nuts. Talking to somebody yesterday, talking about what a parade would be like for St. Louis City. A friend of mine said, I think it would make the Blues parade in 2019 look tame by comparison. This city's ready to celebrate some championship soccer. And I'm telling you, in the short term, on a pretty short timeline, I think that's going to come to St. Louis.
Wow, I got to tell you, I want to make sure I heard you correctly, that if City were to win the MLS championship, it would make the Blues 2019 Stanley Cup parade look tame by comparison.
Make the parade look tame by comparison. I think so. I think soccer folks here are ready to really show what happens when you get it off the ice and get the parade going soccer style. I mean, I think that downtown would be pretty rocking, as would City Park. So wait and see. But, I mean, things are looking very, very bright here for City.
Joey, I'd like to introduce you to a gentleman by the name of Darren Atkins. He goes by the Plowhawk. He has a query.
Joey, okay. Love what you do, by the way.
He's got a kit, favorites. Too, by the way.
Well, I do have a kit. I think they rival the Cardinal jerseys as the prettiest jerseys here in St. Louis. I do have to ask, in terms of the soccer capital thing, I don't know what you can or can't say. Is that a big deal in terms of in the organization, or are this fans being fans both on the Kansas City and St. Louis side? Or do you guys take any issue with Kansas City calling themselves the soccer capital? Is that even an issue? Is there even talks about that within the organization?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you've always got to keep it in perspective, as Tim Parker would say, it's fun, F-U-N, right? It's all good fun and just a good time. But yeah, I mean, you know, two cities, one of them's in Missouri and one of them's over the border in Kansas. So it's obvious that St. Louis is the soccer capital of Missouri, given that Sporting Kansas City plays in another state. But, you know, you look at the history of these so two weird. Great cities, I think it's pretty clear that the history runs deeper in St. Louis. I think it's pretty clear that right now we have the better MLS team. I think we've got a stronger tradition of professional soccer here in St. Louis. You know, I don't know that it's the begin all and end all, but it's important to acknowledge the history, and it's important to find a way of honoring that history to the highest possible terms and the best possible terms. And I think that's what, you know, that term soccer capital is really about. This is where you find the best soccer in the Midwest. I think St. Louis is laying claim to that crown once again. But we're also America's first soccer city. I mean, it took so long to get this MLS team here. But when you look at the rich history and how it's invigorated and animated all of our lives, this sport really belongs to St. Louis. And I think the guys were really cognizant of what this rivalry would mean to the people of the city. They came out with an extra edge. That's really what this team has to perform with each and every night. And got a huge result against Kansas City. So, you know, as far as the soccer capital stuff goes, I know that will rage on for many, many years. I think the 2020s will be, you know, the great debate between St. Louis and Kansas City. But we're off to a great start, and we've got a great past as well. So I don't have any problem at all saying that St. Louis is America's first soccer capital, and it's going to remain that way.
Joey, would you say, or would it be fair to say this point in the season, that Berkey's probably the MVP?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, we knew he was unbelievably talented. It's really the mentality that he's brought. I think back to that game in Colorado on April 22nd. It was a 1-0 game, and he made a dozen saves. They ended up scoring one in extra time and then almost hit a game winner about a minute later that he made an incredible save on. So it's 1-1 game, and, you know, good game, I think, overall. Get a point out of it on the road, always tough to do. You know, after the game, talking to the media, though, Roman, he held the team to a higher standard. You know, he held the team to a standard that he set playing in the Bundesliga, that he's set playing as the goalkeeper for the Swiss national team. And he basically said, you know, we can't be satisfied. We can't be satisfied to come into an environment like this and just get 1 point. And all the guys looked to him as the captain, as the goalkeeper, as the leader of the team, to come out and say that. I'm not sure there's, you know, another player who would come out sort of as boldly. I know a lot of guys echoed it, but as boldly sort of in that leadership position and say that. And I think that's really what's going to keep this team moving forward because, you know, I think that one of the themes has been silencing critics and blowing past the expectations that were set. When you look at, I think, 14 out of 15, quote-unquote, experts, writers, bloggers, whatever, who cover the MLS, you know, said this team would finish last in the Western Conference. You come out and you win five in a row at the start of the season. Very unlikely from that point that you're going to finish last. But how do you keep that motivation up? How do you keep going forward and flying forward? And I think Roman is the guy that really keeps them with those fires burning bright. So, yeah, to me, he's the MVP. He's the player of the year right now. What he does on a nightly basis is head and shoulders above any goalie I've seen in the MLS so far, and that I think we're likely to see this year. So, unbelievable. You know, to me, it's Roman Bürki right now as the MVP. But credit a lot of these guys. Credit Tim Parker in the back as well. What he's done, the kind of professional effort to keep the team together in the middle of the defense. Colin Batman, you know, he is really someone who has put together kind of an MVP effort as well, a little bit more unsung, but a lot of key guys, and this team's defense has really been excellent.
Joey Zanaboni every Thursday here on TMA. Thank you, Joey.
Hey, thanks. I'll talk to you again soon.
There he is, Joey Zanaboni, with us here on the program. You can text in EDF Group text inbox. Many of you are doing it anyway. 314-881-TMA5 is how you can text into the program. EDF Group, sponsor of the text inbox. They were Engineer Design Facilities. Now they're moving forward as the EDF Group, the most experienced data center and critical facility service provider in the St. Louis market. Check out the newly revamped website, theedfgroup.com, and take a look at each of the three divisions they have to offer. EDF Group is your one throat to choke for all your critical facilities, data center, commercial fire alarm, and electrical and IT infrastructure needs. To contact the EDF Group, email fire@theedfgroup.com. Experience the EDF Group difference and learn more at theedfgroup.com. Munganess, the sponsor of our 7 o'clock hour and the Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. Munganess, St. Louis Acura, and Alton Toyota. Go online at stlouisacura.com or altontoyota.com and go shopping with Munganess, St. Louis Acura, and Alton Toyota. Or you can text or call the secret number. The number is 314-252-0029. And then you're just going right to Muckety Mucks.
It goes straight to them.
Jamie Burkhardt, Clayton Patterson, Peter Munganess, questions, comments, requests. It's for our audience. It's a secret number, 314-252-0029. Go shopping. Incredible pre-owned selection they have there right now. StLouisAcura.com and AltonToyota.com.
If you've never been there, you have no idea how pleasant the car shopping and getting your car serviced experience can be.
I'm going to see Clayton tomorrow. You're going to see him today, aren't you?
No. I saw him yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah. Usually you kind of dread doing that, but you won't here. You'll go, this is very nice.
No, I mean, you go back, you pull your car in, and Karen or whoever is there is waiting for you, and they take your car away. You sit in your little cubicle and talk a little bit. I saw Karen out at the Dotem on Friday. Then you go sit in that waiting area with a little cup of coffee.
Snacks, big TVs, comfortable chairs. Yeah.
Great little place.
Oh, it is. Fantastic.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, you know who else is great, and that's Ryan Kelly.
Yeah, he's the home loan expert,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, and he's dealing with a lot of volatility, as everyone is in the real estate market right now. It's caused by inflation. Inflation is controlling the mortgage rates. If you're waiting, if you don't know what to do, if you think, should I buy now? Should I wait till rates come down? Give Ryan Kelly a call. They'll answer any questions you might have, and they will find a solution with you. You need to work with an expert in a volatile market. A lot of lenders have different rates. The rates can vary, so shop them. Shop those rates. A home loan expert cannot be touched with the rates and the options that they can provide. Their customer-first approach to mortgages is what separates them from the competition. They'll walk you through all your options and provide expert guidance at every step, ensuring that your loan closes as quickly and as smoothly as possible. As Ryan always says, you marry the house. You only date the rate. You find that house that you really want. go ahead and go for it, because that rate, while it's a little higher now than it's been in recent years, sooner or later it'll come down. You can refinance, and you'll be married to the house. You'll have it all. That's the home loan expert, Ryan Kelly. He is there to help you with all of your mortgage needs. Thank you, Ryan Kelly. Thank you, Sir Mortgage.
Online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Breaking news out of the Missouri football program that activates the Plowhawk. The opener, Doug, against South Dakota has been moved to Thursday night. So you got your Labor Day weekend. It's perfect. Yeah. You go to the game on Thursday night, see Missouri take on South Dakota, and then you go right there the next morning to the lake, and then you got all Labor Day weekend. Perfect.
I would love to do that.
When was it supposed to be?
Saturday. Instead, it'll be Thursday, August 31st.
South Dakota got something going on Saturday?
No, they did the same thing last year.
They did.
His first game was a Thursday. He kind of owned the night. You don't get an 11 a.m. kickoff.
Yeah, you own that.
We own the night. Was that Lady A? I can't say Antebellum because then I'd have to apologize.
It's offensive.
I'm already dealing with the St. Margaret of Scotland scandal from yesterday.
Yeah.
Council has been retained. I have no further comment.
Oh. She doesn't call herself Antebellum anymore?
It's a band.
Huh? Lady, band. I know it is, but isn't her name Lady Antebellum?
That's the band's
name. That was, but that's offensive.
Is her name Hillary Scott?
Yes.
And I walked in here this morning and I told you guys to eat my ass locker. And if I'm not mistaken, the adult star who said that was Hillary Scott, but that's not Lady Antebellum. And no. We just went full circle. And I apologize
Stop
for Lady Antebellum.
Stop saying Antebellum. This is 2 days in a row you're going to be canceled.
I don't have the time. I'm trying to get to Las Vegas.
Why did they change your
it
name?
It was deemed a racist name, Antebellum, because that refers to the time during slavery, right? Before slavery? Before
I didn't know
Civil
that.
War? The Antebellum South.
Jackson, tell Iggy about the Antebellum South. I said
it
again.
That's the girl's name.
Well, gosh, it's not, but it's the band name. Anymore.
The band name. There's no
Her name's
name.
Hillary Scott.
Right.
But there was an adult performer in the early, was it late 90s?
I don't know the years.
And she would say, eat my S locker.
Oh.
And that's what I walked in here today to say to these three gentlemen who are sitting here in silence. And I got to tell you, if you're watching a scene and somebody says that,
in a scat play.
That's okay to say, but we can't say Antebellum or Scotland.
Scotland.
Hillary Scott. I thought you said Hillary Swank.
Is that a Braveheart thing, and that's because of Mel Gibson?
I can't
follow it all.
I thought you said $1 million baby. But you said Scott. I thought you said Swank.
Bad.
$1 million baby won Best Picture, and it was just deemed bad.
Horrible.
Yeah,
Yeah. Clint Eastwood writing that
Clint Eastwood lost his fastball.
Get a snapper neck.
One of the most depressing endings I've ever seen. How anyone finds that entertaining, I do not.
Best picture.
Yeah.
What did it beat out, Jackson?
Let's find out. It was 2004, so the 2005 Oscar.
Wedding Crashers?
That would have been 2005. Was that Year of Ray? Because Ray is a way better movie than that.
I wasn't wowed by Ray.
Good take.
It's really all the take I have. I've already forgot the movie.
Me too. I don't even remember what it's about.
It's about Ray Charles.
Yeah, some of those biopics were...
Ray Parker Jr. did Ghostbusters, but he was sued by Huey Lewis for I Want a New Drug sounding like Ghostbusters, and they actually think he wound up paying Huey Lewis.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't hear that.
That year, Best Picture was $1 Million Baby.
Yep.
The Aviator. By Martin Scorsese, Finding Neverland, Ray, and then Sideways, which I would have been, that would have been an interesting
Doug, that's
best
a Paul
picture.
Giamatti, not the guy who blew his ass out in St. Charles Office Park.
Oh.
But you weren't supposed to drink, was it Merlot? Is that correct?
Merlot?
I can't remember which one.
Gosh, I don't know.
I love Sideways, though.
I love Merlot, too.
I knew Hillary when I lived in Nashville, and she's a huge bitch. Thanks. That's from the 304. I always like those kind of texts and tweets.
Hillary Scott?
The self-awareness level is
Which one, the singer or the porn star?
The Eat My Ass Locker.
Sure, the singer. If it's Nashville.
You think Ray would have won if it was about Ray J and not Ray Charles?
Good question. And he was the one with
Kim K.
Yeah.
Gives a lot of meat to that movie. You could go a lot of different directions.
Ray J well hung, Doug?
I don't know. But Ray Charles singing America the Beautiful in that movie Sandlot, it's one of the greatest songs of all time.
Yeah.
But Ray J, he had a sex tape.
Oh, did he?
No.
Yeah, with Kim Kardashian. She seemed to
Did he inadvertently launch the filler movement? I'll take your calls on Balloon Party.
Oh, wow. This is like a domino effect.
Think about that.
Are you guys going to get filler?
Ass filler.
Are you kidding? Can you imagine my body with like 20 pounds of filler? Because that's what I would need to look like a normal human.
Where'd you place it?
Everywhere.
The ribs?
My cheeks, ribs.
Have you tried the game? Have
you made any effort? You look like Jimmy.
What do you want me to do? Just stick my head in a trough and wait till I can't breathe?
I think you would have to take it liquid. You would have to pour on the calories in some
you
sort
want me to shake like one of those shakes? No, yeah. I don't think that'll help. You should see what I demolish. You think my stomach cares about these shakes?
No. I'm not saying you need to. I'm just saying, have you tried to gain
weight? I haven't. I mean, I've tried.
How can you try? You already eat 9,000 calories a day.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I do about as much as I can. And I don't work out, but I don't think working out maybe give me muscle mass, but I don't have any fat to turn into muscle. Like, I just don't, you know, I'm lean. Yeah.
Some people just have low metabolism. My mom was, 5'1", weighed about 80 pounds.
See, that's how my grandma was, dude. It's crazy. Those are stats are about my grandma.
Sometimes you see really tall basketball players who are painfully skinny, and they try
Sean Bradley.
Yeah, they try to beef them up. I don't know what programs they put them on to.
You have to get fat first. Like, you obviously have to gain weight, turn that into muscle, and then keep that going.
Yeah,
I'm certainly not an exercise whiz, so I could be wrong a little bit on that. But I don't have anything to turn into muscle. Like, I probably could be a little bit more tone, is what they call it. Like, you know, lean muscle, but. It's not like I'm going to gain 20, 25 pounds and be jacked and chiseled if I change.
You'd look kind of funny.
It would look so weird.
You Plowsy turning into looking like Jiminy Glick. Big jowls.
Or Carrot Top. Mm. Look at the transformation Carrot Top.
Oh, yeah. It's not good.
Looks, he doesn't even look human.
Yeah, that's just working out a lot.
Well, it's also crack cocaine, too.
Oh.
Because he's, allegedly, he was really scared. Sorry, don't want another Jack Clark.
Oh. Yeah, I could pass on that.
Be in Vegas. Hey, Tim, we got a call. Yep. Litigation.
Yeah, Carrot Top's right next door to you. He wants to talk to you.
Yeah, you probably won't be right by.
While you're out there.
Just be in the audience. Is that Tim McKern over there? I got to talk to you. I heard something on your show today.
Yep.
But he gained, like, so much muscle. He looks crazy different from when his...
His face looks like a woman.
That, but I meant just his arms something are insane. He does. There's a couple of shots.
A lot of those bodybuilders, you think, if you just stopped, like maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, you'd look great. But you just kind of overdid it right there at the end.
No, I think if you stop, all that muscle turns to flab.
I don't know. Wouldn't you rather be built like that than built like us now?
No, I'd like to be built like maybe Tim Montgomery. He's a guy that was he was in that Hunting Hitler documentary I watched.
Out of all the body types,
and actors.
Well, I follow him now. He's like 45 years old. He's still ripped. Great sculpture. He doesn't do a lot of. He just
pick someone that everyone knows.
Well, I'm just telling you who I'd like to look like. He doesn't.
Killing Hitler documentary.
He doesn't do a lot of lifting. He just does a lot of running and cardio, and he's just.
Well,
he's
that won't
ripped.
Get you jacked.
I don't want to be jacked. I just want to have. If I could, I just have a nice six pack and toned arms. I don't want these big ass muscles coming out of my. Neck.
See, we've reached a point now in our, I don't know about society in general, but in our country that, like, there's skinny shaming for men now more so than there was.
Yeah, Lisa Ann talked about your legs.
Probably.
Yeah, like...
Because everyone else is so fat.
But it's fine now being 50 pounds overweight, but being, you know, 5-10 pounds underweight is a huge issue. Which I get it. Probably weird for a 34-year-old to look like me.
You make them look bad.
Hey, that guy's name is Tim Kennedy.
Oh, Kennedy, I'm sorry.
Kennedy. No wonder we didn't know Tim Montgomery. I don't know Tim Kennedy either.
Tim Kennedy.
Tim Montgomery is a listener on the show. He's on the fan page. I think maybe I was like, he's in Killing Hitler?
He's a good follow. He's a good follow on Instagram. He does a lot of videos. And
the UFC fight.
Yeah, he was. And then he was also in the group. I think he was a Navy SEAL.
Tim Kennedy.
And he did the, he was like one of the lead guys in the Hunting Hitler documentary. He went to all these different countries trying to find clues.
That's why I love Iggy to death, because, like, he could have said Jason Momoa. Like, there's, like, 50 people that he could have named immediately that people knew.
Yeah, The Rock or something.
This is the one guy. I have no idea who it is. And the fact that he's in, like, the Killing Hitler documentary that you just watched is also money in the bank.
I like to be
money.
Jason Momoa has blown up since he was a Dothraki.
Oh, yeah.
Starring in Aquaman will do that.
But if you could have looked like
Jackson's,
if you could have looked like
I'm not trying to like come off as condescending. I'm really not.
That was,
but
subtle.
That was like a huge leap for him. Was being starred in one of the biggest movies of 2018.
If you could have looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger,
that was
in
after
his prime,
Game
you would
Thrones.
Want to, wouldn't you?
That's a little bit too muscular.
No, that's
for
too
me.
Muscular for me. That's a lot of keep up. Made. You got to keep doing that every day. You got to lift those weights every day.
Yeah, it does require effort.
I would just soon be able to like maybe go run a little bit, maybe take a walk around the lake.
That won't do it.
Eat well.
That won't do it. That'll keep some of the weight off, but it won't make you muscular.
I don't want to be muscular. I just want to be toned.
Good morning. I don't want to be built like Ariana Grande. I'd be a spicy little dish. Doug, that's from KG and O'Dowd.
I'd never leave the house if I was Ariana Grande. I'd just sit there and play with my boobs all day.
Oh, gee, man.
You imagine?
Christmas.
Tim, the fan page just started a GoFundMe so you don't go to Las Vegas tomorrow. That's the angel of the morning after.
Gotta take a gander.
Didn't know that that's...
Why don't you stay? I'll go to Vegas. No, so I'm happy for you. You get to get away with Anna Marie for 3 days and just relax.
It's a little different deal, though, Doug. Did you travel when your tykes were young?
No.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I didn't have in-laws or parents in town.
Yeah, that's the big factor. Her parents watch them. And
that's about as long as you could go, I would guess. Could, like, go on a week-long vacation without the kids.
We went to Jamaica with all y'all. And how long were we gone on that?
About...
Is that 4 nights? Might have been 4 nights.
Yeah, 3 nights. Two days.
Was it 3 nights?
Too short.
It was four nights.
No, it wasn't. It was a nice little getaway.
It was more like 3 days.
It was a fabulous little getaway.
It was
getaway.
4 nights.
Was it 4 nights?
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
It was a fortnight.
4 nights.
Yeah. No, I don't count Saturday. By the time we got there,
we were there.
We got there.
My in-laws counted.
No, by the time you got there and checked in, I mean, it was time for dinner.
Which was great.
Yeah, so you don't count that day. It's not a day.
No, we landed at like noon.
We landed at noon. By the time we got to the hotel, it was like 6.
Gosh.
That's the one airport to where you can find weed before you get your bags.
Really?
It's like the one airport in the world that, like,
yeah, that is true.
It's crazy.
If you fly Air Jamaica, I wouldn't be surprised the pilots sell it to you.
Nice.
It'd be way more convenient. Although I don't know if I want my pilot high. I love getting high,
no,
but I want my pilot to be on point. 8 hours of sleep at least, full breakfast, no drama in the household.
Co-pilot
He's ready
too.
To fly, baby. Yep. That's I need my pilot that way.
The perfect trip for us would have been, well, Jamaica was fun, just a long trip and not a lot of time. But they just got back for doing one in this new resort in Orlando. We could be there in 2.5 days. Two and a half hour flight.
Steamboat.
2.5 hour flight. You get off and you got 4 days in Orlando.
Yeah.
And the food looked amazing. The hotel looked amazing. But yeah, no customs, none of that.
You can send me anywhere. As long as I'm off work and I'm relaxing and chilling with a good group of people. With a big girlfriend or friends. I don't know if I care where I'm at. I don't want to be in the tundra.
No.
Tundra. I'm so, I didn't try to avoid missing the programs, and so that's why we did this Memorial Day weekend thing. But if you've been to Las Vegas Memorial Day weekend, it is not necessarily a relaxing scene.
Yeah, it's high pressure.
It's, yeah.
Intense.
And like, the Orange County opens out, and they come up there, and it's all... The whole thing, whatever those things are, where you carry in a monster drink.
Oh,
what's that? You see them probably at Mardi Gras.
Hurricanes.
Yeah,
hurricanes,
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
A lot of that.
With like the curly straws, the really long bottles.
Like NBA jerseys, and you know.
Everyone's trying to outdo each other, but just how much fun they're having.
Now, with that said, if I can make it to midnight, which would be 2 Central, and that is, I would probably short that if you can get action. The scene you see. Walking in from the cocktail lounges at approximately that time for the players who were out there competing during the day at the pools and then went out. Ooh, wow. You know, carrying the Clear Hills.
Would be a good reality show to interview those people. So what'd you do?
That is the best. Yeah. That is the best.
Maybe we can hook you up with Katie Couch and Manetti Dreadway out there.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah, Manetti Dread.
And I was just thinking about, like, I bet local drug dealers in Vegas are like, more of the week.
Oh,
okay,
God,
I'm gonna make my
Yeah, my
bag
year.
Here.
Yeah. And all I want to do is just sleep in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, boy, I don't know if I picked the right.
Well, maybe you need to go to Branson then.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad. Or just get a hotel here.
Yeah, you just
get in a Drury and just sleep.
Just get a bungalow at the pool, or you know, go find
those things are.
Yeah, I was about to say those are expensive.
See, I can't. Not worth the money. I think Vegas is very underrated with their food.
Oh, that's what we're looking forward
like
to.
Like their brunch places.
That Kabuto restaurant is the place.
See,
that I've told people.
That
people email me and they go, "What is it?" And it's off the strip. But I mean, it's
you know, see, Randall
only like. Probably not.
I'm not even sure he's still there. I haven't heard from him.
I like Sinatra at the Wynn, Kabuto, and I don't know where we'll go. I don't know. It'll be the third one. Yeah, those when people email me and ask for restaurants in Las Vegas. Those are Delmonico. I like at Venetian Palazzo.
See, I haven't done the sushi game in
Vegas. Kabuto thing.
I got.
I understand it. Don't play.
It's unreal. I don't even know what to say about it, because if you go to Nobu, you think that's as good as it can get, and then you go to Kabuto, and it somehow puts Nobu to shame.
That's the first thing I do is I get an In-N-Out burger at the hotel.
You got that, too.
I've had that.
Bad fries.
Agreed.
It's just a long wait.
Yeah, but it's dirt cheap. Like, you get a burger, milkshake, and fries for like $8.
Yeah, that's a fact.
The square deal.
It's not there anymore. The Hooters Hotel isn't there anymore. But they used to have a Steak and Shake in the Hooters lobby.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, right in the Hooters lobby.
Doug, there's a White Castle right on the strip if you want to hit that late at night and see what it's doing.
Yeah. God, is that where all the beautiful women are usually?
God. What a scene. We got the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. Did Uncle Nuggets write in?
No.
Then that means he's been eliminated.
Okay.
That's a guy who has the ability, though. Keep an eye on him. I guess I would tell you, Doug, he's like Cameron Young. When he's out there, you feel like he's a factor and he's got the game to be a Carlos Spicy Wiener kind of player.
Okay.
But this is – Buck Swope is John Rahm at this point. Wouldn't you say, Iggy? Would you say Buck Swope is John Rahm?
Yeah, I mean, he's emailing in every day. Basically, it's the same thing every day, just recapping the show. But Doug seems to love him.
Well, he gives good emails. Nice little emails.
But if Uncle Knuckles would actually –
Nuggets
would actually email in every day, he could be a force, but he doesn't.
That's the thing. That's the thing about
it. Maybe he's got
so
a
you'd
job.
Say Uncle Nuggets is more like Brooks Koepka? Picks his spots, doesn't really have a lot of interest.
I think
he's
more like Xander Schauffele. He shows up in majors every once in a while in this.
But, I mean, Uncle Nuggets is one. Xander's.
No, Schauffele's one. He's not a major, but he's won tournaments.
Well, yeah, but that's. Doug, he's got a gold medal.
He's more like Fino.
Okay.
Fino can pop up and be.
They're just sending in silly little emails.
Sounds like George Carlin's in the kitchen doing a set. I see about 50 people.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day, which means we're only 11 minutes from getting our asses ripped down the hallway on 101 ESPN. Let's see what we got here. Boy, a lot made it into the unfiltered file, I see. But here's the filtered file. A lot in the filtered file today.
Okay. Hopefully they're clean.
We didn't really
tasteful.
Talk about anything.
And Young.
Classy.
Oh, my God. Kenny Boy is so thirsty for Tim's approval. Dear Lord, what a dweeb. Nice job not walking face first into the door, Tim. Good job waking up this morning, Tim. Good job existing, Tim. Good Lord. Then there was this actual gem. I bet you could beat that guy, Tim. If I did, surely you can, because you're twice the man I am. What's that? Well, yeah, I was getting 20 pops or whatever, huh? Yeah, I guess he was a scratch golfer, but that was like 2 weeks ago. What's he up to now? Good Lord, Ken, you're bulletproof at this point. Stop kissing ass!
Oh.
Thanks for the read, Tim. You really are the best, and I want you to adopt me. Stay tuned, sluts. That's our number one agent intern, Brian Henschen. It's all he wrote in, Doug. Oops, never mind. Brian Henschen again. And
okay.
Young. I pulled the boots and accidentally sent these texts to a coworker this morning. Number one, if I was tall like Tim, I'd be the sexiest little boy in town. What's your point?
You're talking about me sucking ass.
No, oh, hey, my watch God. Your language.
I almost said something else. I got ass in there real quick.
Oh.
Number two, this one was a little more damning. Morning, Tim. Just wanted to stop by and thank you for being you. You're the best and just such a special person. Thank you. Thank you for the delicious show. Hey, Doug, you should probably wash your hands. That gong mallet has been placed, if you know what I mean. My butt. Anyways, I'm meeting with HR later today and maybe hitting you up about that seventh string producer spot. Thanks. That's from number one Asian intern Brian Henschen, a.k.a. ASMR. Earn Lundquist 1954. We have exclusive streaming rights to the final rounds of the Fan Pin Club Championship. I'm excited to announce that the next 17 who subbed my YouTube page and suckle upon that bell for the notifications will receive access to the whisper commentary. That tingling isn't from watching Tim get railroaded by some scratch golfer who lost a boots after giving up 60 strokes. That's ASMR, fellas.
Brian Henschen, point two.
There's no ASMR girl named that. Go find ASMR Lanny. She just did a new one, fixing a robot.
Fixing a robot?
How interesting can that be?
Well, the nice little noises with the wrenches turning and fixing.
You like that?
It's all about noise.
Oh, my God, Jackson. Is this one from Long Balls Worth It?
I like it.
Look how long that is.
But he separates the sentences. It looks longer than it is.
How about just a paragraph or two?
God, look at this.
Oh, my God. You can't read that.
Doug, you can cut it off at any moment, of course.
Okay.
Step aside, Swope, I said, climbing up from underneath the table. A few butt whiskers still perched atop my lips. This email of the month is mine. Tim starts to clap. We were of the last few gentlemen remaining after supper. The khakied fellow we had been fighting over had long since retired to bed. In his absence, we took our remaining sexual frustration out on each other, at least the best that we could. We'd been polishing off that last quarter cow that Bill had smoked for us that morning. Oh. I don't think anyone there was able to eat another bite. We just kept going in hopes that we would see him sweating over that hot smoker one more time.
Oh, just get to the ass eating and...
Oh! Oh!
He would do anything to feed his little piggies. We continued to ingest meat, using only each other's liquids to wash it down. Every so often, you could hear the clattering of a chastity cage accidentally clogging the toilet seat as another gentleman excused himself to drop mud in the community stall.
No.
There you go.
By this time, we must have had 9 or 10 logs. The mass had been cresting the water for hours. This was something we loved doing in each other's homes, in local golf courses. It didn't matter. It was around this time we heard that doorknob turn. All eyes darted across the room in unison. Silence, apart from the faint throbbing you could hear. There he was, his sleepy eyes guiding him to the restroom. In his old age, he wasn't able to go long between trips. I think something about his weak prostate stimulated ours. He sauntered into the restroom using the handicap rails to help his balance. We raised together as he disappeared behind the door. I placed my ear center mass of the door. You like that? I placed my ear center.
Unnecessary.
The only spot not taken by another whiskered gentleman. The unzip. Oh, God. The unzip. We waited together, imagining him reeling his hog out over his sleeping suit trousers.
Okay, watch
the anticipation built, and that's when the stream started. I could hardly control myself. My haunches vibrated as my urges consumed me. As the stream continually stopped and started, I could hear my heartbeat in my skull and another gentleman's heartbeat on my lower back. He finished up and placed the seat down. He did it so gingerly, you could tell he was a gentleman. And that was the hottest part. After a quick water rinse on his hands, he reached for the door, and we scattered. He slowly emerged from the restroom holding his stomach gingerly, which added a touch of innocence to him. As he left, we could see the only sway of his pajama trousers back and forth. I can't help but think he caught a glance of us all watching. The gliding walk back to bed accentuated only more by his persuasive hips.
You think this guy was up all night writing this?
He knew what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. Doug, that's from Long Balls.
That was the worst long email I've ever heard.
Long Balls.
I like it a lot.
If you need to drop a sensual boy log in the woods, remember to pull your pant all the way down. When your pelvic floor relaxes to allow for that prairie dog to exit, you'll also get a nice bonus tinkle stream, which Doty refers to as Bill's face watch. Doty.
How did he get put on blast?
Leave Doty out of this. Is this the same guy? Is email still going on?
No, new email. But I wanted to get circumcised, and my father-in-law insisted he isn't as steady with a knife as he used to be after taking savage beatings from the malfunctioning simian he was testing. But his jawline is chiseled. One bite and my severed penile sheath was now Bill's late afternoon snack.
Oh my God.
A texture of flank steak with the taste of Bryce's latex, he said as he washed the morsel down with a golden stream of brine. Tanks for nutting, Doug. That's from Jimmy Strong Legs.
Jimmy Strong Legs. He's new. We didn't talk about any of this stuff today.
We're going to open with that email on Balloon Party.
I think it's great.
Oh, God.
A few days ago, you guys mentioned a TMA float trip, but the conversation fizzled. It's okay. I'd like to flesh out this float trip idea a little bit more. I don't want to step on anyone's toes here, especially since Iggy normally handles the logistics. But if no one else is going to take the lead on this endeavor, I will step up. After all, nothing says TMA like a bunch of topless power hosers hammered drunk in an open body of water.
Exactly.
Just imagine horny diabetic fellas fondling each other's flappy D cups with one hand while paddling a canoe with another hand. Sure, some of those canoes might capsize due to the heft of your listeners, but their blubber will help them float without a vessel. I can picture catching a glimpse of the Cracker Barrel logo tattooed on Chairman Steve's flabby tramp stamp as he reaches into a cooler for another sandwich. I envision several of your Rotund listeners completely disrobing except for their ankle monitors and insulin pumps so they can engage in group sex on a sandbar. And after they bang each other, those big beefy boys will be gargling mayo like it's mouthwash. We'll have a few waterproof speakers so we can listen to Christopher Cross sailing on a constant loop, just like the Sinbad interview. The whole river will smell like a mixture of country fried steak, BO, and unwashed smegma.
Oh.
For some of your listeners, this might be the only time they bathe all year. So in reality, you guys are performing a form of community service. And we wouldn't need to travel very far because I'd hire a couple truck drivers to hook up Longboat Key to the back of a big rig and haul that whole place right up to St. Louis. You could even treat this like the golf match against Chris Nagel by shooting video of the event and releasing it to the public 7 months later. Please give this project green light by telling me what my next step should be. That's from the JV golf coach.
Oh, JV golf coach.
And finally, so this is the show, huh? For a minute, I thought you were playing a best of to stick it to the Banty Rooster, who was upset about Tim ducking out of yesterday's show early to attend a pre-K graduation. But in fact, you were just revisiting the Susan Clark Borges madam, who is also ma'am on Webster and was married to Alex Carricks in real life. Wintergreen content.
Ah.
I want to tell you about a business I started a couple years ago and I still own. It's called Cuck Story. What's a better Father's Day gift than a video recorded by a senior citizen berating dad for not being able to please mom? Or perhaps you want to congratulate that recent college graduate on compiling massive student loan debt for a scam of a degree. Is your loved one celebrating the religious initiation ceremony of a Jewish boy who's reached age 13? Yeah, I'm not sure our attorneys have signed off on this copy, so maybe just cuck Jason Giambi instead. Doug, that's from Buck Swope, and that's what we have.
Buck Swope, nice little email.
For the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. What you got?
Well, there are some long ones. Really long. Today I'm going to vote for a fellow by the name of JV Golf Coach. And his flow trip story.
I'm going to vote for, is it Daddy Long Legs?
No.
Jimmy Strong
Jimmy
Legs.
Strong Legs.
Jimmy Strong
Legs. Daddy Long Legs and got to be.
I'm going to go with Jimmy. You know a Daddy Long Leg can't bite you?
You know that, Doug?
Why not?
I can't.
Find out on Balloon Party. Come on.
One of the most poisonous.
Nice tease.
Just can't bite you.
No teeth, probably.
I mean, it's part of the spider family.
Why are we just getting to this now?
Well, I'm voting for Daddy Long Legs. I'm voting for Daddy Long Legs.
I've also vote for Daddy Longlegs, a.k.a. Jimmy Strong.
Dagnabbit Lucas!
Yeah, he should change his name for sure.
I gotta host that show, and I got the hiccups, Jackson. You could be live.
Oh,
I'm ready.
Wow. Here we go. Welcome to the Piddle Show.
Who's got the hiccups now? Bo Jackson's had the hiccups for, like, months or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I read that the other day.
That's a bad beat.
That is a terrible beat. Time for us to shut it down. You boys have a wonderful program tomorrow.
Enjoy Vegas.
Thank you so much.
You deserve the trip.
Thank you, gentlemen.
For the plot, for Action Jackson, for Kenneth Easter, for my brother Kevin, talking to someone, I'm Tim Curran. This has been Kelly Morning After from the Michelob Ultra Studios.